Hello and welcome back to another Bible reading devotion brought to you by your pastors at Hillside Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Freddie and I am the associate pastor at Hillside Baptist. And here we are. We're going to be continuing on in the book of Acts with the chapter 3 to see how the kingdom is progressing. The triumphal procession of the kingdom of Christ in the midst of the world through the apostles. So let's dive into the text. All right. Here we are in chapter 3. So last week, still on sermon ideas. So yesterday we went through and saw the promise by which the Father had made the promise regarding the Holy Spirit and that Jesus proclaimed would happen. We saw it fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. We saw how the collection of the 3,000 was a position of redemption that showcased the redemption of the people who broke covenant, that God is redeeming people back out of their unrighteousness and their covenant breaking, that through Jesus Christ, the kingdom has now come to receive back the dead. And so, we're going to be going into chapter 3. We're going to be looking at Peter and John as they continue on. There was a glorious display on the day of Pentecost. A lot of stuff going on in chapter 2. And now we're going to continue on in chapter 3. So let's start out. So now Peter and John, this started in verse 1. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. So that was around 3 p.m. or so. Around 3 p.m. Verse 2, and a man lame from birth. This is very defining. A man lame from birth. There's no doubt about it. Everybody bore witness that this guy has been lame from birth, was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful Gate to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as John did, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Verse 8, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. So what's going on here? Christ has declared to the apostles, their disciples, that they are to wait in Jerusalem, await for the promise of the Father that the Holy Spirit would come and that they would bear witness of Christ to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is kingdom procession. That these are kingdom citizens that are going to declare the kingdom of God, the continuing of the works of the kingdom of God post the resurrection of Christ. So, Peter and John were making their way to the temple. There was a man who was lame from birth sitting there, and so he was out there asking for alms at the Beautiful Gate. And they stated, silver and gold we don't have, but what we do have, we give it to you. And this is the test. This is the test here. Like, is this kingdom work still going on? Because we saw the beautiful display at the day of Pentecost of the speaking of the tongues and the fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples. We saw that beautiful display, and they could stand on the promises that Christ said that you will be my witnesses. Now, here's the moment. This is the moment of truth. Is the stuff that Christ did during his life, the signs and wonders and miracles that he did during his life, is it going to continue on? And this confirms it. That they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with him, walking and leaping and praising God. So here we are. We get the very first point of today's text is kingdom evidence. Peter and John are bearing witness that the kingdom work, the kingdom procession is on, and that the wonders and signs and miracles that were done during the time of the life of Christ are now being continued in the lives of the apostles. They have just been given the evidence that this is the reality, that this is the reality. So check this out. And this is going to be in verse 10, at the end of verse 10. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So all the people who knew, they saw this man, they knew he's been lame from birth. They knew that he'd get carried to the Beautiful Gate every single day to ask for alms. And what they saw, they could not believe. that there was something going on here. There's something beautiful. Something beautiful is happening at Beautiful Gate. That the kingdom work is here. So continuing on. So this uproar, right? This amazement kind of fostered the same response, kind of fosters the same response that it did does through all of Acts, that it did during Jesus' lifetime. Once something like this happens, guess who comes around to investigate? That's right, there's people who come around to investigate and see what's going on. So verse 11, while he clung to Peter and John, all the people utterly astounded ran together them into the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this and why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk?" Check this out, verse 13. "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate." What is going on? Peter is saying, hey, look, the very person who was doing these works and miracles before, the one that you handed over to death, you thought it was over. This kingdom is not predicated on whether or not you kill the prophet or kill the servant. His kingdom is eternal. He is the Son of David. He is the Son of God. He is the Psalm 110, "Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until my enemies, make your enemies your footstool," that you will not see. Like, this is the guy. And you put him to death. But here you are. Check this out. And then we're continuing on in verse 13. "When he had decided to release him, but you denied the holy and righteous one." This is very specific language, pointing and stating that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the coming Messiah King. "And asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, and by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in all the presence of you." This kingdom work is not over. It did not die with the crucifixion. Christ has risen from the dead. He lives, and now the Spirit dwells in us that we bear witness of Christ, the servant that you put to death all over the world. And we preach the kingdom of God because it is here. Which brings us to our second point. Christ is triumphant. Though you put him to death, though you have tried him and that you chose to have a murderer replace him, that you chose to receive back a murderer, you placed Christ up there that he died, buried, and has now resurrected you. You thought it was over, but Christ is triumphant. And here's your sign. Here's the sign that the kingdom work is still going on. Here's the sign by under whose name this man now walks. The authority and power that had been given to him by the Father has now been given to us that we bear witness to Christ, and you get to see that Christ is triumphant regardless of his death. Verse 18. "But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled." So Peter is getting to the point here. Verse 19, "Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago." He says, you know what the scriptures say regarding this Messiah King. There's no more skirting about it. There's no more needing more information, needing more evidence. The evidence has just been shown to you. You know what the prophets say regarding God's servant. You know what the prophets say about the Messiah King, and you have just witnessed it. So now, repent and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. Blotted out means to be removed as if they were never there. It's a Hebrew phrase. So that brings us to number three. Purpose in the praise. Notice that this miracle event, this kingdom miracle event by which this lame man has now walked and praising God and leaping, the man who had been lame from birth is now leaping in joy and walking. The people are astounded. But there was a purpose in the praise. There's a purpose that God may be glorified in that moment. All the crowds that came to see what was going on. And then Peter laying out the gospel and saying this kingdom, this Messiah King, that all the works that he had been doing while he was alive, that you put to death, has risen from the dead and has now given us the Holy Spirit as promised, and we are continuing his kingdom work, and you just saw it. Sometimes the things that we go through in life, the afflictions that we carry in life, will one day may or may not, but they may be completely miraculously taken care of. But there's a purpose in the praise. I know it is super easy to receive a blessing like this and just rejoice just like the lame man did. But that lame man bore witness of something even greater. And sometimes there's a purpose in the praise. Every time there's a purpose in the praise, that God may be glorified in that, to bear witness. So whenever we receive a blessing of that magnitude, when God breaks all the confines of natural law to make something happen, that he is the transcendent God who has control over all of his creation and is able to do as he wills in this creation. Whenever he moves in your life in a miraculous way that breaks the laws of nature, know that that is for a purpose, to bear witness of the kingdom work, to bear witness that Christ is alive, Christ has risen, he is sitting on the throne, and that his kingdom is still being proclaimed. And now is the time to be a part of this kingdom. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time for baptism. So here we are, chapter 3, three points. One, kingdom evidence. Kingdom evidence that the apostles Peter and John bore witness of the test, the reality that the kingdom is continuing on. Number two, Christ is triumphant. Christ is triumphant, that regardless of what happened to him, regardless of what the accusers did to him, that he is triumphant even over death. And even in his resurrection, even though he sits on the throne, he still is working in his creation. How magnificent is that? That he did not leave in the clouds to leave us here just to duke it out, but that he works by the power of the Spirit in his kingdom procession. Number three, purpose in the praise. Purpose in the praise. This event was for a very specific purpose, that it would draw the crowds, that Peter and John may bear witness to the gospel, to declare to them, hey, you remember, this makes sense to you, does it not? You've seen these miracles before. You've heard about these miracles before by Christ Jesus. And he's continuing his work, despite the fact that he had been put to death on the cross. He's still continuing his work, and we bear witness to that. So repent, that you may be absolved of all your sins, that your sins will be blotted out as if they had never been there. Because Christ is alive and he is reigning, and we bear witness to it. So I pray that this text has blessed you today, that you realize the beauty and the glory of Christ in the midst of our world, that when things happen to us in a miraculous way, it benefits us and it brings God glory, and we get to leap just like the lame man did for the work of Christ in our lives. And then we live to tell a tale. We have that purpose and praise. We can tell them, you know what? I know what was going on with me, and I know what God did in my life, so therefore this means nothing. I can stand firm on the faith because I went through this and he brought me out of it, so therefore I can bear witness and say, hey, Christ is the real deal. He is alive, he is reigning, and if he can change my situation, he can change yours. So today's the day to repent and believe and be baptized. So praise the Lord for this wonderful text. Praise the Lord that he's continuing to work in our lives, continuing to work in his creation, that the kingdom is still progressing, because the kingdom has not come into culmination just yet. So we can declare the gospel to bring in more citizens, that they may be redeemed and reconciled to their God through love, grace, and mercy, not to be condemned. So let us preach the gospel, knowing full and well that the kingdom is still at work. Praise the Lord and amen.